The media is still very upset that Donald Trump held a rally in the ghetto this week in the South Bronx, and they're confused why so many Black and Hispanic voters are warming up to him and leaving the Democrat Party.
It's too much crime. Everything is going downhill. The economy is going bad. The food is expensive. It's like affordable housing is too, not for everybody. It's just horrible.
I want food to go cheaper. I want gas cheaper. When I came and he was a president, the gas was a lot cheaper than it is right now.
Now we're becoming the Bronx second-class citizens. We have this influx of migrants that are coming in.
Criminal invaders.
And they're getting everything. And everyone in the Bronx, in the city of New York, is forgotten.
Tell us, lady, why are you so concerned about what you saw at the rally?
A lot of the people I talked to were first-time voters. Some had never been to a Trump event before. Some had voted for Obama twice and voted for Biden and are now saying they are going to vote for former President Trump in November.
But haven't they heard about the mean tweets that he's posted and the things that he said about illegal aliens?
Are these voters just not offended at all by those types of comments and some of the actions he took as president?
Yeah, no, I will say I talked to these voters about the Central Park Five. I talked to them about some of the comments that he's made, and the policy is beyond rhetoric, right? They are just so focused on what their lives are like right now, what they can feel tangibly, that when I push back with those comments, they shut that down. They said, listen, he might say some stuff that's offensive, but at the end of the day, I feel like my life was better under former President Trump than under President Biden. And I take all of the points that we're hearing here, but this is what I hear from voters consistently. And we see this reflected in the data as we're seeing these numbers of Black and Hispanic voters sort of getting chipped away from the Democratic Party and moving towards Trump. A lot can happen in the next 6 months, but I just see this consistently as I talk to these demographics.
Here's a CNN bimbo being told the bad news by the network's resident statistician, who is the only person on the entire network who doesn't lie with every breath. It's a miracle that they haven't fired him yet, but they need somebody who is an expert on polls and on statistics to report things, as bad as that news is for clown news viewers.
The effort that Donald Trump and his campaign have been making to try to make inroads with Black and Hispanic voting communities, you see that with this attempt to go into the deep blue Bronx.
The ghetto, the South Bronx. He went into the ghetto.
You actually think there's a larger story at play here that people aren't talking about?
Yeah, I think there are a few things. Number one, you know, guys, if we could just put this newspaper up on the screen. Look, this is Donald Trump's hometown paper, the New York Post. He got the headline that he wanted out of this. And this.
It says Uptown Funk, by the way. Donald Trump storms the Bronx with Love Fest.
What are the trends you're seeing among Hispanic voters this year?
Yeah, so we saw a trend among Hispanic voters from 2016 to 2020 where they became less Democratic. Look at the trend that we're seeing right now in the polling, right? So if you look back at Hispanic voters at this point in the 2020 cycle, Joe Biden had a 25-point lead. Look at where that lead is today. It's just 7 points. Donald Trump right now at 44%, if that held, would be the best performance for a Republican candidate among Hispanic voters since George W. Bush back in 2004. And this is part of a larger trend line, Kate, that we're seeing among non-white voters. We see it among Black voters as well. We've discussed that on this program before, whereby they're much more favorable to Donald Trump than they were 4 years ago. And of course, Donald Trump did better amongst both of those groups in 2020 versus how he did in 2016.
Look at her. She's trying to brace herself. She can't even believe what she's hearing. In case you missed it, be sure to watch yesterday's video that I did on the initial media meltdown over Donald Trump showing up to the Bronx for his rally in the ghetto. And I forgot to include this clip in there, which you definitely got to see.
Here as well is rapper Chef G. Does everybody know Chef? Where is Chef G?
This is one of the perils of diversity. One of the results of living in a multicultural society. Presidential candidates have to shamelessly pander to the various different ethnic groups.
Oh, I like that. I want to get that done.
I like that. I want to get that done. He's talking about the rapper's grill in his teeth. This is actually sad, but unfortunately, at this phase in the decline of America. This is how the game is played. Got to pander for those black votes.
One thing I want to say. They always gonna whisper your accomplishments and shout your failures. Trump gonna shout the wins for all of us.
Do you have any words of wisdom you would like to add to that, Mr. Sleepy Hollow?
Make America great again.
Thank you. But Donald Trump's got to do what a politician's got to do in our wonderful, diverse society. And it turns out that both of those nice young men have been indicted for connection to a gang murder. This from the New York Times. Courting black voters, Trump turns to rappers accused in gang murder plot. Of course, all rappers used to love Donald Trump until he ran for president in 2016. And then the mainstream media told the mainstream rappers how to think. The mainstream rappers who think that they're counterculture tough guys, but are really just pawns in the cultural Marxist machine. Even if you don't understand Ebonics, you can still pick out the word Trump when he was name-dropped in countless rap songs for decades. Let me in, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, let me in. Boys in the hood call me Black Donald Trump. Machiavelli returns as God forgives and I don't. Resurrection of the real, time to get richer than Trump. I made a million on that Donald Trump. Before I die, I want a mansion and a Lamborghini. A bank account so fat that Donald Trump would want to be me. I'm like Donald Trump. I'm like Donald Trump. Even rapper Snoop Dogg is back on the Trump train after depicting himself doing what gangster rappers do to Donald Trump in one of his old music videos, because Trump commuted the sentence of the co-founder of Death Row Records, who was in prison for years and years. That's where Snoop Dogg got his start as a rapper. And that's what pandering to the black vote means in a wonderful multicultural society, is letting black criminals out of prison in order to get black people's votes. As usual, there were some disputes over the crowd size, with the media trying to downplay the popularity, without mentioning that the permit actually only allowed 3,500 people into the park area, because every single one of these people had to go through metal detectors in order to gain access to this area. And I think they even exceeded that. But there were also people outside of the barriers that just came to the park because they wanted to hear Donald Trump's speech, even if they couldn't really be right there in the vicinity. Meanwhile, Joe Biden can get a crowd of 35 people to come to his events. This was New Hampshire earlier this week.
Trump could clearly find a friendlier city for a rally. What do you think is behind this decision to go to Crotona Park?
Right. Well, it's not just a friendlier city. I think he could have even found friendlier boroughs than the Bronx, which, as you noted, has been overwhelmingly supportive of President Biden. I think, as I noted yesterday, this is an attempt to, I think, trick some of our folks here. But I think the Bronx knows better.
He's just trying to trick people. In case you missed it, you should know that New York Governor Kathy Hochul called all Trump supporters clowns. This is the same woman who said this about Bronx residents just a few weeks ago.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want the world open up to all of them.
That is probably the most racist thing that a politician has said in the last 60 years. But go ahead, keep calling Donald Trump the racist. It seems to be working so well.
But to be losing by this margin, that is unsustainable at this point for an incumbent.
For Joe Biden, according to the polls, they're getting nervous. And this Memorial Day weekend, you can get free shipping on any of my t-shirts at markdice.com by using the promo code BACKFIRE at the checkout. So order your Sorry No Vacancy Deport the Mall shirt, your Wanted for President shirt, which I did see numerous people wearing one from the footage that I saw of the Bronx rally, a Trump 2024 shirt, a Conspiracy Theorist Right shirt, the classic F. Joe Biden shirt, or any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and most of them in a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code BACKFIRE at the checkout to get free shipping this weekend in the U.S. and check them out!